Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of the 21st July 1973. Those who are extremely close to the perfect stage will have a certain intoxication in their thoughts, words and actions. What is that? Of course, everyone has godly intoxication. As the inheritance of godly intoxication, you attained God's lap and came into it. That is there anyway. But what is the special intoxication they would have? What intoxication would be in their thoughts and words? The intoxication that they have is that whatever they are doing is already guaranteed to be successful. It is not that they will think it will be successful or it has to be successful, but that is already successful. There will be the intoxication even in their thoughts, that their every thought is guaranteed to be successful. In their actions also, they will have the intoxication that success is merged in their every action like a shadow. Success is guaranteed in their words. Success is definitely going to follow me. Success cannot be separated from me. When there is such intoxication in your every thought, word and action, then understand that you are extremely close. So Baba is telling us today one more sign of perfection. When you are nearing your perfect stage, this is one more thing that's going to happen. What is that thing? Success. Success will follow you like a shadow. You don't have to run after success, but rather success will run after you. What Baba says in Hindi, Siddhi, embodiment of success. So success at three levels. What are the three levels of success? One, thought. Second, word. And third, action. What is success at thought level? The more you near your stage of perfection, whatever thought you think, that will come to pass. That will happen. That will translate into reality. Because only those thoughts will come in your mind which are going to become successful. This drama is so planned that all those souls who come to the stage of perfection, the drama imparts them such thoughts that is going to become successful, such powerful thoughts. Only such thoughts only will come. And the greatest example of this is Dadi Prakashmani. She was the head of this institution for the span of 4 decades. And in her leadership, this sacrificial fire spread to each and every nook and corner of this world. And most of the time, Dadi herself used to say that Dadi got this plan. In this particular year, so many Gita Pathshalas should get opened. A powerful thought. And by the end of that year, that thought will materialize. It was all about the expansion of service, not just about the expansion of service, but so many brothers and sisters of Madhuban, they recount their experience with Dadiji. They thought something and Dadi had the same thought about them. They thought that so many people here also in this group, also so many Madhuban Nivasis came and shared their experience when they came to Madhuban for the first time. And they thought that they should stay here only. And they were about to go to Dadi and Dadi would say them, would you like to stay here? And not only that, they wanted to work in particular department. So they went to Dadi and Dadi herself asked them, would you like to work in that department? As if telepathy of thoughts. This wireless communication, this is also a sign of perfection. So whatever thoughts that come in your mind, What should be the quality of those thoughts then? Those thoughts should be so much pure and so much selfless, so much clear. In one of the Avyakta Murlis recently, Baba had said, spashta, clean, clear, niswarth, selfless. These are the three things Baba had told in that Murli about thought power recently, about 1 month or so. So when your each and every thought is pure, clean, clear and selfless, it reaches the total perfection, in the sense that thought reaches success, that thought gets materialized, that thought translates into reality. But let's check whether each of my thought is like that. This thought could be some plan. This thought could be plan for oneself, plan for others. This plan, thought could be for service. This thought could be for understanding somebody, for knowing somebody's mind, their feeling, anything. So such a thought, a powerful thought, selfless thought, a thought filled with pure feelings and good wishes, a thought filled with purity, a thought which is based on Srimad, such a thought reaches success. So let me experience success in my thoughts. Let us check the whole day, what sort of thoughts I am creating. Thoughts are our creation, of course. So how is my creation? Powerful or powerless? So the more powerful is the creation, the more chances that they meet success. So one is the thoughts and success. Second is words and success. Whatever that I speak, whatever that I say, to what extent that comes true? A yogi is shown as a person who always speaks truth, and it is shown in Indian scriptures that a yogi who is silent for 12 years and after that period of 12 years, whatever he speaks becomes true. That is what the saying goes in Indian scriptures or Indian mythology. So it's not just a keeping of question of keeping silence. It is the question of, because whatever we speak, they are arising from some bed of sanskars, some subconscious. So how is that bed, how is that sanskar, from where this thought is arising, and it is then becoming word. So this word is actually arising from that bed, and then it gets laced with feelings and emotions. We want to speak very good things about others, but all of a sudden sometimes we find that we are speaking wrong things about others. Why? We did not plan that. We always thought that we have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. In spite of that, this happens. Why? Probably our feelings for them, we have not changed. Feelings are yet carrying some hidden impressions about them. They have hurt us. They have wronged us in the past. They have deceived us in the past. A subtle feeling of vengeance. Revenge is still lurking in the nooks and corners of mind. Even we are unaware of that. Those subtle feelings, those subtle emotions, we have not forgiven them. This thing will lead to wrong words, even though we don't want them, but still suddenly they will arise. I remember one story of an American lady, and somebody had wronged her, somebody had deceived her, and she was on her deathbed, and suddenly a picture flashed in front of her mind. She remembered Jesus Christ dying on the cross, and she felt as if, I am Jesus Christ, I am on the cross, and in front of him a crowd is there, and he is forgiving all of them, for they know not what they have done. Lord, forgive them. In the similar manner, this lady felt as if I am Jesus Christ and I forgive everyone, all those who have done wrong to me. Whole life she carried that impression. This person deceived me, this person wronged me, this person did this to me. They did some plot against me. They conspired against me. They framed me in different situations. All these thoughts she was carrying whole life. But she couldn't do anything for them. This is the period suddenly she developed that feeling. He let me become like Christ and forgive. I see myself on the cross, and these are the people who have crucified me, and yet I forgive them all. Yet I forgive them all. All of them. Unconditional pardon. So when there is a purification of all our feelings, each and every feeling becomes such immaculate, such pure, then only from that bed of feelings, from that bed of sanskars, pure words will flow out of our mouth. Otherwise, what we speak and then we repent. We think we should not have spoken like this. But how that came out, I also don't know. Probably we have not purified our feelings. So let us purify our feelings for everyone. Everyone. Whatever they have done, they have done. That was in drama. That was my karmic account. Probably I have spoken in that way to them. Probably I have acted in the similar manner to them. Right now, I want to settle accounts. I don't want to start fresh accounts now. I want to finish off whatever is there. I want to burn away. In all the Sakar Murlis, this word comes, burn away. One is to burn, another is to burn away. There is a difference in two words. One is to burn. Another is to burn away means burn completely. Not a trace should remain. If I want to burn away all the sins, all the past impression, all the past sanskaras, I need to purify all my feelings for others. Otherwise something or other will keep on coming, like a ghost from the tomb, like a child from the womb, as the poetic saying goes. And we don't understand and we fall down unawares. We don't want this to happen. And third is success in actions. Whatever we do, whatever service, whatever we do, that should lead us to success. Success is our birthright, Baba has said on and off. Baba is keep on reminding us time and again. Take the tilak of being victorious from the Father. I am victorious soul, I am victorious soul. Recently one of Vyakta Murli was there, Baba had said, Vijay ka season. This is the season, this is the weather of victory. So achieve victory. So these are the three levels we have to become victorious. Our thoughts, our words and our actions. And let's purify ourselves. Let's purify all these three things. Let's purify ourselves at these three levels. Once these are purified, automatically our life will become purified. We are running out of time today, so we'll finish it here today. Om Shanti.